The bells of Paroisse Saint Joseph in Chelmsford rang out on February 24, calling the family and friends of Germain, Jerry, Montpelier to say goodbye, one last time. Leading the procession with their fire trucks, Greater Sudbury firefighters escorted Montpelier's wife of 50 years, Denise, and his son, John, as they entered the church, surrounded by loved ones. Greater Sudbury firefighters line the procession leading into Paroisse Saint Joseph for the funeral of Count Jerry Montpelier. The firefighters also led the procession from the funeral home to the church, with two engines escorting the family. Jenny Lamothe Montpelier died at Health Sciences North on February 21. A member of Greater Sudbury City Council since 2014, Montpelier was a pillar of his community and will be remembered for his passionate advocacy for the Ward 3 community he loved. To his nephew and godson, Patrick Yasko, Montpelier's spirit could be described in three words: heritage, tradition, and family. In his eulogy to the hundreds who came to the funeral, Yasko spoke of him as not just his own godfather, but the godfather of car shows across the country. He told the mourners his uncle's favorite things included Chevys, rockabilly, and the movie American Graffiti. Paradise Road. Yasko said his uncle would shout of the movie's famous drag race scene. He said his uncle could always be found in his shop, and to call him funny would be a great understatement. When he asked his uncle the best motor oil, he told the church his mon oncle, Germ, gave him wise words, in typical Montpelier style. The best oil, he said to Yasko, is the one that's on sale. Yasko said Montpelier kept his sense of humor until his last moments, and remained brave, selfless, passionate, and kind. The priest who offered the sermon, Bishop Robert Borgen, was a longtime friend of Montpelier's. He spoke of their 35 years of bonding, and Montpelier's devout faith. In his obituary, Montpelier is described as an entrepreneur, automotive enthusiast, proud counselor of Ward 3, loving husband and father. His interest in motorsports began at a young age when he watched his uncles race their snowmobiles, according to the obituary, which credits Montpelier as being heavily involved in car shows and numerous motorsports in the years that followed. Jerry led a fulfilling career as a classic car and motorcycle appraiser, marine surveyor, and custom painter, the obituary said. A vintage fire truck was parked outside Paroisse Saint Joseph for the funeral of Ward 3 Count Jerry Montpelier. Montpelier died in hospital on February 21. Jenny Lamothe. He used his loud, baritone voice to volunteer his time as auctioneer to many community groups and charities, and his obituary notes that he will always be remembered for his exuberant voice, larger-than-life personality, kindness, and selflessness towards others. Words alone cannot express the full extent of Germain's character. Montpelier had been contending with health issues in recent months, and attended the January 16 City Council meeting virtually from his hospital bed. Prior to that, he strived to attend as many meetings in person as possible, even attending meetings in council chambers at the height of the pandemic, when most members were attending them virtually. I love my community, Montpelier told Sudbury.com during the 2022 civic election season. I am a lifelong resident of Ward 3. I have always, by choice, resided in Ward 3. When my business grew to encompass most of North America, my head office always remained in Ward 3. Devoted to his home community, Montpelier said that he was honored to raise his voice in advocating for better resources and to forward important issues at City Hall, including with the provincial and federal governments. The City of Greater Sudbury is hosting a book of condolences for Montpelier's family, which will be open at three locations from February 28 to March 22. The book of condolences will be available in the following locations: Tom Davies Square, One Stop Services, 200 Brady Street, Sudbury; Chelmsford Community Center and Arena, 215 Edward Avenue, Chelmsford; Dowling Public Library and Citizen Service Center, 79 Main Street West, Dowling; Levick, Onapping Public Library, 1 Hillside Avenue, Onapping; A virtual book of condolences is also available online by clicking here. This has been a tragic month for Greater Sudbury City Council. On February 13, Ward 2 Caun. Michael Vignini was located deceased after being reported missing by his concerned family a few weeks before. Jenny Lamothe is a reporter with Sudbury.com.